Hi there. Is this Elizabeth?
Hi. Yes, it's Tom.
Yeah, Elizabeth. How are you today? Well, you're on the air already. We had to get on the air here, and I was hoping we'd hear from you. So, Elizabeth, good morning. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning.
Well, hey, yeah, let's party.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, look, coming up tomorrow night, you'll be at Fat Fish Pub here in Galesburg. It's really interesting because in your career, you've played a lot of different kind of venues, and this is going to be a pretty small one for you. You've been a regular at the Grand Ole Opry. Is it the same show? Do you have the same energy no matter what kind of venue you're playing at?
Well, yeah, energy, yeah, but it's a different. The small rooms. This is a solo tour. So the small rooms are just more conducive to me kind of getting really in touch with the people that are in front of me and tell stories, and it's more relaxed, but it can also be really intense, and it's a show that I just started doing about 2 years ago, and I was challenged to develop, but yeah, we're there, and I love solo tours. Some people like to see me with the band, some people don't like it. They're like, we can't hear the words. So, there's all kinds.
Well, let's talk about your interest and love of music and getting started in music. Where did that come from?
My parents had a band. I didn't love it because, my dad, it was alcoholic, and my mom was really talented hillbilly singer and mandolin player, and they played in bars a lot, and they fought a lot about it, and so I didn't have a good association with music. So I got an accounting degree out of high school, but I ended up in Nashville, and I still wrote songs, and just on a fluke, I got a publishing deal, and that led to record deals at a time when I didn't want to make the kind of music that Nashville was putting out, and it was on and on. I really had to fight for my own creative path, and I'm just really, really lucky to have forged one out. So this is my happy place where the music is on completely my terms, the lyrics are all true, and it's how I want to do it.
Well, you mentioned getting that publishing deal right off the bat. That's in that kind of where you make the money. That's where you kind of really get your career going.
Used to be with streaming and stuff as much, now not as much. But that is one way, and there are writers that there's professional songwriters that's all they do. I tended to write so personally and subversively that, radio didn't, like, we can't play your song about your sister with a heroin problem, but in reality, that's where people are at, and that's what country music's. That's country music's job, to me. So I was able to get through it and defect and do it. My focus has never been on commercial success. My focus has been on bringing a musical moment and relationship and emotional experience for people that listen, and a healing process for me.
Elizabeth Cook, she is a Nashville-based singer-songwriter. She'll be in town tomorrow night, Fat Fish Pub, Andrew Leahy as well. Talk a little bit about, I guess, kind of your style. Do you consider yourself a style? Because you mentioned that, what you were writing wasn't what they were doing in Nashville at that point. And, with the whatever new country, modern country, a lot of what I'm listening to you for you, I guess I would call it traditional country. Do you consider yourself more of a traditional country artist, or do you pigeonhole yourself?
I mean, yeah, it's hard to put labels on it because I'm so inside it. I feel like it's, very nuanced in a lot of different directions. But if I had to, yeah, I mean, you hear me talk. I mean, I'm a country singer through and through. The style of the songs that I write tend to be more like in the Jason Isbell vein, or just, songs that are at times heavy, at times humorous. To be honest, I just couldn't, dumb it down enough in that moment to go in between songs about breathing and whatever,
Yeah.
Just kind of surface white noise pop songs. And that's where they were making the big money. And that's not what I was interested in developing as a songwriter, even putting out there to folks as a songwriter. I sing songs about like a poor family here in my neighborhood who's daughter was kidnapped a long time ago. It's been national news for years. And the police kind of didn't care because they didn't have a lot of money. So I have a song about her mother and what that experience must be like for her. So, you know, things like that. And then people, you know, we relate to it. It's almost like little mini stories.
Well, and that's kind of what traditional country was about. And you mentioned the more pop country now. It's like, hey, we're having a party kind of thing. Yeah, you know, let's have a good time. Let's have a party, as opposed to a story.
Totally, totally. And then, you know, when I have my band, I've got steel guitar, but we're more, you know, we're more Lynyrd Skynyrd than, we're Lynyrd Skynyrd than, you know, Jimmy Rogers. But it's all about just, regardless of all that, like what the instruments are, what, you know, it's more just about giving people something to latch on to through my own experiences. And it's powerful, powerful experience when it happens. It's my favorite thing.
Elizabeth Cook will be in Galesburg tomorrow night, Fat Fish Pub, 8 o'clock show. You can check out her music and buy things on her website, elizabeth-cook.com. You've had a really, really interesting career. Obviously, you're a musician. You throw in there, you do a little DJ work on Sirius XM. I know a lot of people work like me, working in terrestrial radio. Oh, don't listen to satellite radio. So, well, I have satellite radio. I like it, too. There's not always I'm not always a place where I can get good radio. So, you have a show on Outlaw Country. How did that come about for you?
Yeah, well, and to speak to that just for a second, I like watching the local news. I want my hometown people still, but yeah, Sirius XM is great too. There's like a place, I think, for both. But I was on a press tour for an album I made in 2008 called Balls. I'd written a song called Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman, and found out that they didn't want a girl to say balls on the radio. But at Sirius XM, it was okay, and they were interviewing me about it, and then they asked me if I wanted to have a show on Outlaw Country because they were looking for a female that sounded country, I guess, and I didn't want to do it. I was super busy with my album tour, but I started doing one day a week, and that led to 2 days, and that led to 5 days, and now Apron Strings is my show, and it's on Sirius XM's Outlaw Country weekdays.
So are you in a studio? Do you do it from home, or like you're on tour right now? Obviously, you must be doing it from the road in a hotel room.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, the internet is amazing.
Yep.
So I just have like a little laptop and a microphone and headphones, and I log into the SiriusXM system, and, you know, we build the playlist in there, and then there's voice breaks, and I just record them, and it goes straight to the satellite. So crazy.
So on your show, do you consider yourself more of a DJ? You're just playing the tunes and talking about those? Or are you telling stories about yourself and about music?
Both. I mean, it's a personal show a lot. I'm talking about, you know, how I had, you know, my pound cake failed at Thanksgiving or whatever. But also music and music stories. Sometimes, you know, I've been around the Opry and around Nashville for a minute. I have stories about the songs that I'm playing and other artists that I'm playing. So there's that. And then sometimes there's just my sort of what I want to say about the track. And so it's everything. You know, it's not like a scholar music show or me trying to push the latest tabloid gossip or any of that. It's a loose hang with good music in between, hopefully.
Elizabeth Cook joining us here this morning. She'll be at Fat Fish Pub tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and you can catch her on Sirius XM Outlaw Country. Apron Springs is a show. That's not the only place you can catch her, though. Now, this is really interesting because it might, I don't know if it's maybe more people that have kids that watch the Cartoon Network would know this. It's like, okay, the kids went to bed and you had the Cartoon Network on and you see, hey, it's late at night. This is not a kid's cartoon at all. They've got something called Adult Swim on there, and you've done a voice on a long-running one called Squidbillies. How did that one come about?
I think they heard me on the radio show, and they asked me to do, and they knew my records, and they asked me to do a version of the theme song. They have a lot of different folks do a version of the theme song. So Billy Joe Shaver's done it. George Jones has done it. Drive-By Truckers have done it, on and on. So I did that. I did a version, and then they asked if I would, like, make a guest appearance as a character, and then they worked that character into the show. So I'm not in every episode, but I've been on seasons on an ongoing basis for about 5 years. And yeah, the show's called Squidbillies, and I play Tammy. I am the Rusty Collar's baby mama.
Is that actually a great show?
They really get rural life and have a way to, you know, bring humor to, you know, our situation and our quirks and things, and overplay them in hilarious ways. It's a brilliant show.
Is that a hard thing to do? Is it a fun process because you're actually acting, or are you just more kind of being yourself? And is that what they wanted from that character?
Well, I think I was well cast. At first, it was a lot of female roles. Our job is to be the straight man for a guy that gets to be hilarious. So, you know, at first it was like that. But then they started developing my character a little bit more. And it is one of the funnest things I do. It's absolutely super easy. The directors, Dave Willis and Jim Fortier, are the writers, and they are hilarious. Adult Swim is just an amazing, kooky anomaly in mainstream television. They, you know, they do Rick and Morty, the Eric Andre show. They've got their own thing. I just played their festival at the Bank of California Stadium in L.A. a few weeks ago, and it was a wild scene. They had a mechanical hot dog, a giant Rick and Morty slide all up in the middle of an arena with 2 Chainz playing and me playing. And it was funny.
Elizabeth Cook joining us here this morning, and catch her on Adult Swim, Squidbillies on Cartoon Network. You can catch her on Sirius XM on Outlaw Country Radio. And you can catch her as a country artist tomorrow night at the Fat Fish Pub, 8 o'clock here in Galesburg. Talk a little bit about your upbringing, Elizabeth, because people say, well, okay, well, she's from Nashville, thus the accent. Well, that's not where that came from. You actually came from Florida. I know some people, they call it Central Florida. To me, it's kind of more north. You're not too far north of the Orlando area, but your parents were Southern people, though, too.
Yeah, they were. And the truth is, like, inland Florida down to Orlando, once you're not on the beach, is very, very rural agricultural part of the state. The first ranch in the United States was 35,000 acres in Florida, where Disney World now sits. So there's still a cowboy culture there that people are pretty unaware of. And I was born into that. I went to school with guys in boots and hats and trucks and gun racks, and everybody worked in watermelons and strawberries, and my daddy was a welder for those farmers. So I came up in that culture for sure. And yeah, the idea that, you know, John Anderson's from Central Florida, the Allman Brothers, Tom Petty, Bobby Braddock, who wrote He Stopped Loving Her Today, there's a deep, it's south of the South, and not a lot of folks realize that, but I've always had this accent. I don't know why. I don't even hear it or think about it very much. But Florida is, you know, we fry more fish than chicken, but we still fry.
There you go. Well, that's what's interesting, because my daughter lives in Nashville now, and I've told people I get down there, I rarely hear a Southern accent. You can tell the people that are pretty much from there, but there's so many transplants that there's not so many Southern accents there anymore.
Oh, man, they're pouring in here by the hour. And
yep.
From every direction, all over the world even. And it's fascinating to me. I love my home culture, but I'm also interested in other humans and what their experience is like and what they eat. What their traditions are and music is. And so it's really fascinating and cool. But Tennessee, too, I found it to be, being such a deep, deep Southerner, that it seemed more Appalachian and Midwestern to me, which is different than what you find in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, North Florida. It's a different different country.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really amazing to go anywhere, and because, you know, even here in the state of Illinois, you go from, in Chicago, and the people there talk completely different than we talk here in central Illinois. You get to southern Illinois, you kind of feel like you're in the South. I mean, you start getting southern accents. It's really just an interesting dynamic where you go, and even different southern accents from different parts of the South, too. It's different, like you said, cultural things, whether it's food or those type of things. It's really interesting no matter where you go.
It is. There's so many. That's why I love travel, and I wish everybody could, just because it's fascinating and endearing. Like in New York City, same thing. Like there's people
right.
that live in, people think of New York, they think of Manhattan, but there's, like, I know dairy farmers in New York State, you know, then you get to Woodstock, and it's like little hippie town, like Asheville, North Carolina. You know, it's like all kinds of people. It's since the invention of the wheel, there's all kinds of people everywhere, and that's just the truth from what I see.
Absolutely. Elizabeth Cook joining us here this morning. She'll be at Fat Fish Pub tomorrow night. Again, you can check out her website, see her music, purchase music and products, elizabeth-cook.com. Elizabeth, I want to thank you so much for taking some time. Oh, you know, before I let you go, I got to ask you about this. I know you probably get asked a lot. You were one of David Letterman's favorites on his show. How did it come about that you ended up being on with David Letterman?
He heard me talking on the radio, and he wanted to interview me, and that came out of nowhere. Nobody was trying to chase that down. We didn't realize we were on his radar at all. And out of the blue, we got a call that Dave would like to have you on the Late Show, and he wants to interview you. And I did that, and then he had me come back and play and interview me again. And on from there. He's just a deep, true music lover. He's fascinated by all kinds of people. He, of course, has to, like, funnel the stars through there and the latest actor with the latest, you know, blockbuster film, and he did all those things. But he used his platform a lot to expose people that he was inspired by or interested in, and I always thought that was really a cool thing that of him to do. And we're still buds. He came and hung out with me in Pawling, New York. I was playing Daryl's house, and he came and sat with me that afternoon for a few hours, and he was super excited about his new Costco card membership.
Hey, I got excited about that, too. I'm amazed he was, but I get excited about little things like that, too.
That's all he talks about.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really looking forward to seeing you at the show tomorrow night. Again, Fat Fish Pub at 8 o'clock show. You can get your tickets there at Fat Fish. You might want to get them ahead. Hopefully there will be still some available at the door. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're such a great interviewer. Thank you. This is Lovie. You do a great job, and I appreciate it a lot because I barely have time to cut the coffee down.
All right. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Right. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. It is.